This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm puzzle guru Cecil Baldwin with guest musician Julian Villard. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Cecil. Before the break, we met our contestants, Rachel and Daniela. Our next game goes out to people who do all of the work and get none of the credit. Let's check in with our contestants. Rachel, your father, a retired doctor.
Yes.
Now, in his retirement is relaxing by doing some creative writing.
Yes.
Have you read any of his work?
Not a word, no.
No?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
My dad has taken up writing historical erotica.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Does he specialize in a certain era?
Yes, the Civil War.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
South will rise again. Sorry, I had to.
I feel like that is the name of one of the volumes. Daniela, as we found out, you're from Philly.
Oh, yes.
And you are so Philly that your dad is a mummer, and you had mummers at your wedding.
We did.
What is a mummer, and what does having mummers at your wedding mean?
It's sort of like a New Orleans-style second line, but with electricians who just learned how to play their instruments on the side. And they came into my wedding in various costumes. There was even someone dressed as a minion. And my husband and I had little umbrellas, and we danced for about 20 minutes with the mummers.
Fascinating. So our next game is about famous sidekicks. You know, like Batman had Robin, and the Green Hornet had Cato. I have bourbon.
Hello.
And here to play it is guest musician Julian Villard.
We rewrote the Golden Girls theme song, Thank You for Being a Friend, to be about famous TV and movie sidekicks. You just buzz in and guess the sidekick I'm singing about.
And if you're not familiar with the Golden Girls, no problem. Just tune into basic cable anytime between the hours of 12:01 a.m. and 11:59 p.m. Rachel, you won the last game, so win this and you're in the final round. Daniela, you need to win this. If you come in second, you have to move to America's resentful sidekick, Canada. Here we go.
You are my undersea friend. Travel down Con Street and back again. You're pink and dumb. You're my pal, my encyclopedia.
Daniela.
That is Patrick the Starfish. He is the sidekick to SpongeBob SquarePants.
Okay, yeah, you gave us way more. Well done.
As an ogre, I say, I hope you'll try to shut up today. Fiona, save, now you're a dragon's paramour.
Daniela.
I believe you're talking about Shrek, but I don't see him as the sidekick. His sidekick is Donkey.
Okay, so what would you like to make your answer?
I guess we have to go with the sidekick, right? Which was Donkey.
Yeah, that is correct, yeah.
And when you play some music, Tom Jones at maximum volume, your bed dance moves in our belly living room. Make me think, cousin, how can I be related to you?
Daniela.
That would be Carlton, the sidekick to Will Smith in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I just like leaving pauses so you'll keep adding more information. That is correct.
I'm nothing if not thorough.
Gracias por ser un amigo. Traveled on my back across the lands. You hold my stuff, you can talk, and you're bottomless.
Mm-hmm. Puzzle guru Cecil Baldwin, do you want to give our contestants... Oh! A hint, don't need to. Daniela.
Just, I'm processing.
Yeah.
That would be Backpack, Dora's sidekick.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm glad she got it because I had nothing.
For the record, I don't watch Dora, but I do carry a backpack every day, and I've been nicknamed Dora.
Oh, by your students?
And teachers.
And other teachers.
And if I had a talk show late at night on network TBS, performing funny bits with me, interviewing our guests too. Thank you for being my foil.
Daniela.
Okay, so TBS talk show, I'm thinking Conan, and his partner in crime is, I hope it's still Andy Richter?
Sure is. That is correct. Yeah. All right, Puzzle Guru Cecil Baldwin, how did our contestants do?
All right, Daniela, you won that one. So we're going to go to a quick game three. I'll give you a category, and you'll go back and forth, naming things that fall into that category. The first contestant to mess up will be eliminated. Buzz in to answer first. Here's your category. Name the 12 signs of the zodiac as you'd find them in a horoscope column. Daniela.
Scorpio.
Yes. Rachel.
Capricorn.
Yes. Daniela.
Aquarius.
Yes. Rachel.
Leo.
Yep. Daniela.
Sagittarius.
Uh-huh. Rachel.
Aries.
Yep. Daniela.
Taurus.
Yep. Rachel.
Gemini.
Yeah. Daniela.
Virgo.
Mm-hmm. Rachel.
I don't know if we said this one. Libra?
Not yet. Daniela? There's two answers left.
Aries!
Oh, I'm so sorry! The other answers were Cancer and Pisces. So, Daniela, we're so sorry to see you go. Rachel, you were headed on to the final round.